this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, I've just arrived home now, Mr. Whitaker. I'll speak with Katrina, but we should be able to assist you in this matter as soon as we...
Hurry, Buck! The fire's getting worse!
I apologize, Mr. Whitaker. I must see to an urgent matter. Farewell!
You need to get out, Buck! Hurry!
Katrina, where's the fire? Is Buck inside?
Oh, it's not a real fire. This is just a drill.
Oh, well, that alleviates my concerns.
Dog is already out here. Come on!
No reason to pressure him.
But the roof is in flames and he is collecting his electronics.
Oh.
Leave your phone behind!
Okay.
So, what inspired a fire drill today?
A letter from Buck's caseworker.
Oh, Marcia?
Okay! Drop down from there!
Actually, Marcia's going on maternity leave.
Ooh.
Her foster clients are being covered by Edna Platt.
Should I know that name?
She has a reputation for being very... by the book.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem. We're very by-the-book people.
Have you read the book?
At the safe spot. How'd I do?
53 seconds. Congratulations. You survived the fire.
Woo-hoo! Yes!
But next time, leave the video games behind.
And the sandwich.
Oh, right.
Look at this list of requirements from the agency, Eugene. Fire drills every 6 months.
Which you completed today quite successfully.
Knives removed from the counter, locks on cleaning supplies.
Wait a minute, Buck is 16 years old. He's not likely to ingest bleach.
It doesn't matter. Safety requirements are safety requirements. Not to mention all these books and articles we should have read.
Katrina, we've been through a number of caseworker visits and they've all been very similar. A walkthrough of the house, a look at Buck's bedroom, a few questions. It's been relatively simple. I can't imagine this appointment will be of much variance from the others.
There's something else.
Yes?
I've been reading this book they gave us.
Healing the Inner Child, A Guide to Caring for Foster Children.
It's very interesting. And one of the things it talks about is how kids who are raised like Buck was often miss out on important parts of their childhood.
Let me see. Interesting. It appears the remedy would be to allow him those early childhood experiences, even as an adolescent.
Right. Here are some ideas. Reading stories out loud. Playing with action figures together.
I can't quite envision that one.
Building a treehouse.
Oh, wait, a treehouse. You know, I desired a treehouse in my younger years.
You did?
Yes. As a child, I even drew out blueprints. Alas, it never made it past the paper.
But that's something you could do with Buck.
Do you believe he'd be interested in building a treehouse?
Did you say treehouse? Are we going to build a treehouse?
I think he's open to the idea.
Indeed. Buck, I'm rather curious. What made you so eager to construct a treehouse when I mentioned the idea?
Mike Rudy.
And who is Mike Rudy?
Mike and his dad were building a treehouse behind the motel Mr. Skint and I stayed at once. Mr. Skint was out a lot during the day, so I wandered over there and talked to them. Look, can you hand me some more screws?
Here you go. Did you help them build it?
A little. Mike and I had all these plans for when it was finished. We'd have a club, we'd fight off pirates, and sit on the roof at night and just watch the stars.
Did you ever do any of those things?
Nah. One night around midnight, Mr. Skint woke me up and said, "Buck, my boy, something has come up. We needed to leave right away, so I grabbed my things and we took off. Never even said goodbye to Mike."
Oh, that must have been disappointing.
Yeah, just how life happens. Should we start the rails on the porch now?
We'll delay those for the time being until after we hoist the generator up.
Generator?
Just a small one, to power the mini fridge.
Eugene, Mrs. Platt is here.
Uh-oh. I'll be there post-haste.
Should I come too?
In the meantime, Buck, you can finish attaching these floorboards. At this rate, we ought to be done well ahead of schedule.
Oh, she has been upstairs for over 20 minutes, Eugene. What do you think she's looking for?
Well, I'm sure Mrs. Platt is simply acquainting herself with the layout of the house.
I suppose. She seems pleasant enough.
Mr. and Mrs. Meltzner,
Who?
I apologize for taking so long.
No problem at all, Mrs. Platt. At least I hope there was no problem.
Well, I did have a few concerns.
Oh, of course. We can change anything that needs to be changed.
The fire extinguisher on your upper level is expired.
Oh, well, we shall remedy that post-haste.
And there were some poisonous chemicals out in the garage.
Poison? Oh, you must be referring to the solvents we used to clean Buck's rockets. He needs access to those.
They're poisonous chemicals. He can't access them unsupervised.
Well, on the contrary, he's quite responsible about dealing with dangerous chemicals.
We will happily make certain those chemicals get locked up.
Huh? Oh, yes, yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Mrs. Platt, I apologize that there were some oversights, but this won't affect Buck's placement with us, will it?
Oh, no. These are all easily correctable. Children are normally not removed unless they've suffered physical or emotional harm due to abuse or neglect.
Well, I can assure you, that's not an issue here.
Was that Buck?
Yeah, I just fell out of the treehouse.
Don't move. I'm calling an ambulance.
I don't need an ambulance.
Right away. We have a minor who fell from the
sprained my ankle or something.
With a fall from that high, you could have a spinal injury.
I'm sure I don't.
Stay still, Buck. Help is on the way. Yes, operator. It looks like he fell from about 18 feet. That's much greater than the recommended height, Mr. Meltzner.
Well, I wasn't aware there was a recommended height.
Where are the walls or the railings?
Well, we haven't installed them yet.
And he was up there unsupervised?
Yes, but he's down here now.
Eugene is very responsible, Mrs. Platt, and Buck is quite capable. It was just an accident.
Yeah, just an accident. I was lifting the chainsaw up and
He had access to a chainsaw?
Well, I'd assume since he's quite adept with a nail gun, he could I'll watch for the ambulance. I'll be out front if you need me.
His ankle was broken in two places, but should heal up just fine.
Oh, that's a relief.
Yes, thank you, Doctor.
I'm glad it wasn't any worse.
I put him in a walking cast. He'll need to be in it for the next 6 to 8 weeks, but we'll monitor that at his weekly appointments. Right, Buck?
Did you ever notice if you look really closely at Jell-O, it's like there's a lot of lights and movement inside?
I gave him some medication for the pain. He may be a little woozy for the next few hours, but all in all, he was fortunate. Falling from that height, it could have been much worse.
Yes, we're well aware.
Make sure he gets plenty of rest.
We will, thank you.
I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Doctor.
Oh, Buck, I am so glad you're okay.
I told you, not a big deal.
Buck, I must apologize. I absolutely should have put up the railing first.
Nah, you know how clumsy I am. Remember when I fell off that motorized skateboard we made together?
Yes, an amusing story for another time.
Eugene told me he could put a lawnmower engine on my skateboard. I didn't believe him at first, but he was right. Woohoo! That thing flew.
How could that be safe?
Oh, it wasn't. That thing would have broken every law in the book. Right, Eugene?
Not every law.
Remember? We couldn't get the brakes to work right.
Yeah.
I thought for sure that car was going to hit me when I couldn't stop at that intersection.
Mr. Meltzner, is this all true?
Well, there seems to be some slight overstating, but yes.
They were having fun, right, Eugene? Inventing things, like fathers and sons do.
Yes.
I need to speak with you both in the hallway, please. Buck, we'll be right back.
Sure. I'll just stare at this swirly straw for a while.
Mrs. Platt, surely you can see the medication is affecting Buck's ability
to... Of course it is. He wouldn't be so honest otherwise.
I reluctantly admit I may have been careless at times, and I apologize for that, but you must...
Mr. Meltzner, this is not your child. You know that, don't you?
Well, yes, but he's our foster son.
Foster. He's a ward of the state. The state is responsible for him, and you are required to treat him as the state has recommended, not based on what's fun for you.
We'll do better, we promise. The next time you visit, you'll see...
This isn't my decision anymore.
Well, pardon me?
I've already called in the accident report. Any time a foster child requires emergency medical care, the case must be reviewed by the judge.
A judge? This is going to court?
I spoke with the clerk while the doctor was examining Buck. They've scheduled the hearing for Tuesday.
But could they take him away from us?
The judge will review all sides. Mm-hmm. Marcia has spoken very highly of you both, and Buck seems like he's integrated well into your family.
Oh, yes, he has, he has.
He's thriving.
But I'm going to be honest with you two. Mm-hmm. This is serious. Your irresponsibility could have caused a severe injury. And it doesn't sound like this is a one-time mishap. I'll need to write up the other incident with the skateboard slash hedge trimmer.
Lawnmower.
Lawnmower as well. And report the infractions at your home. The chemicals, the tools, all of it. The judge has to know everything. It's my job.
But when you list the violations in that manner, we appear to be rather unfit parents.
Then it's your responsibility to convince Judge Gonzalez otherwise. Also, it's best if Buck isn't aware of what's going on.
But won't he wonder why Katrina and I are going to court on Tuesday and he's not?
He won't know you're going to court.
But we can't lie.
He won't know your whereabouts, Mrs. Meltzner. Because he won't be coming home with you.
What?
The standard procedure in an incident like this is to place him in respite care until the judge makes his decision.
You're taking him away?
What would you recommend we do to help the judge side in our favor?
Yes.
We have a number of people who would happily speak on our behalf.
A number of people?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how much it'll help, but there is one thing you could consider.
Oh, what
anything.
Is it? What is it?
I noticed in your paperwork that you were behind in some of your foster parent training hours.
We went through several classes prior to Buck's arrival.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but the state prefers that foster families continue their learning.
Oh, that makes sense.
Your agency is actually doing some training this weekend. I'm sure you could sign up with them.
I'm contacting them now.
Respite care is just for a little while, right?
Yes, a few days. It's very common. Isn't it, Mrs. Platt?
Yes, all foster families do these breaks periodically.
Indeed. Respite technically means temporary relief.
They know how to take care of his ankle, right? I made a copy of the doctor's instructions, and I had the prescriptions filled.
The foster mother is a registered nurse. Buck will be well taken care of.
Huh. Good. That's good. And I've made your favorite cookies, Buck. Enough to share.
And rest assured that we will nurture and walk Sparky on your behalf.
And it's supposed to get cooler this weekend, so I packed warmer clothes and I bought some new socks. Wool.
Thanks. We should be going.
I'll help you carry these things out to the car.
No need. Oh? I think goodbyes here in the room would be best.
Oh, very well.
I don't mind hugs.
Neither do I. Have a good time, Buck. See you in a few days.
Oh, we'll miss you. Be good. Feel better.
Okay. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Farewell.
Have a good time.
Have a jolly time. Oh, he'll be fine. We'll go to the training this weekend. That'll be a welcome distraction. And on Monday, we could go out for brunch, just the two of us, and get some shopping done, perhaps. Tuesday will be just fine. We'll likely see that we were worrying for no reason at all. Oh, Katrina.
And now, simply connect the diaper adhesive to the front of the diaper.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how everyone did. Good.
Why are we learning to change diapers? This has nothing to do with caring for an adolescent.
Because we're taking as many classes as we can this weekend. Oh, I want the judge to see how many hours of training we've had.
Oh, well, this is interesting.
Oh, thank you.
Diaper changing with a little bit of origami?
There was a preponderance of excess space around the leg openings.
To prevent leakage, we added a few creative folds.
And an additional diaper.
And some duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
Diapers will leak, yes. And it's good to be practical.
Mm.
But we also have to think about the comfort of the baby. Does your baby look comfortable?
It's not a baby, it's a doll. And it appears to be in a constant state of glassy-eyed shock.
Mm. I mean, would you be comfortable wearing a diaper like that?
I'm relatively certain I would not be comfortable in any type of diaper.
We understand your point, Mrs. Ogden. We'll redo it and follow the instructions.
Huh? Excellent. I'll come back to check your progress. Excuse me. Nicely done here.
We might actually fail Infant Care 101. Mm. I'm a Rhodes Scholar. You're a certified genius, and together we can't change a diaper.
Indeed. If we can't care for a plastic human being, how were we expected to care for one that actually blinks?
But these diapers could be engineered better. I mean, look at how it gaps here.
I'm sure if we only adjusted the...
Oh. You broke her leg, too.
Quick, hand me the duct tape.
Okay, I'll put all our class certifications in a folder to bring on Tuesday.
Very good.
Eugene, what's going on? You were quiet all the way home.
Well, it's what you said earlier. We're both intelligent people. So how is it possible that in spite of our intelligence, we, or rather I, have made some egregious mistakes in parenting Buck?
Everyone makes mistakes. The important thing is that you care for Buck. You love him.
True, but I should know better than to build a treehouse at such a dangerous height and to leave him alone with power tools unsupervised. Most normal parents wouldn't make those mistakes.
Come on now, Eugene.
But what if I'm the stereotypical absent-minded professor, the one who's so stuck in his head he misses the glaringly obvious safety issues directly in front of him?
Eugene!
The one who's always so busy calculating rocket launches in his head that he pours the syrup in the sink and the dishwashing soap in Buck's waffles.
That was one time.
But it's those lapses in common sense, in normal everyday parenting choices that concern me.
Eugene, please, don't doubt us now. Not when we have to prove to the judge that we are capable parents.
Hmm.
Oh, it has been a challenging day, and now you're overthinking things. Perhaps we simply need to relax for the evening.
Yes, relax. I can't relax yet. There is something I need to do first. A hot tub. What was I thinking?
Eugene! What are you doing?
Buck?
You're tearing apart the treehouse? All our hard work!
I'm coming down. Hold on. This thing is dangerous. It's clearly structured at an excessive height.
But with railings and walls, it would have been fine.
What are you doing here anyway?
The respite house I'm staying at is only a few blocks away.
Do they know you're here?
Not exactly. I told them I was going on a walk.
You walked all the way on your crutches? Buck, that's not, as you were instructed, taking it easy. You could re-injure your foot.
Nah, it's fine.
But I'm not even sure you're allowed to be here. We could get into trouble.
You want me to walk back?
Yes. No! Katrina will drive you. I think that's allowed. I'm uncertain what to do. Perhaps we should call your caseworker.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was going to...
Oh, watch out, Buck! Ah! Are you all right?
Yeah, thanks for pushing me out of the way.
I was just removing that board. I knew it was loose. Why would I come down before it had been completely extracted?
It was an accident.
Then I pushed you aside, with your injured foot nonetheless.
You were protecting me.
Because I nearly killed you. This is just like when I was changing the diaper.
You changed a diaper?
No, I couldn't. I'm clearly incapable of accomplishing simple child-rearing actions without endangering said child.
Did you injure someone while changing a diaper?
No, but only because it wasn't a real person. No wonder my parenting capabilities are being questioned.
I'm really confused.
I'm sorry, Buck. You should go. I'll get Katrina and call Mrs. Platt.
Okay, but did you say your parenting capabilities?
Katrina!
Aren't being questioned?
Thank you for your report, Mrs. Platt.
Of course, Your Honor.
This is quite a list of infractions, Mr. and Mrs. Meltzner. I'm sure you can understand our concern.
Of course, but we're actively working to address all of those problems. We really want Buck to stay with us. We feel like we're a good influence on him.
Your previous reports have been exemplary. But this latest incident is very disturbing. Can you give me some assurance of it not occurring again?
Yes. We are re-examining...
I apologize, Mrs. Meltzner. I haven't yet heard from Mr. Meltzner.
Huh?
And I'd like to hear what he has to say, particularly since Buck's accident occurred under his watch, or lack of it. Mr. Meltzner?
Well, Your Honor, I care a great deal for Buck. However, I've yet to conceive of a method in which I can guarantee his complete safety. Now, I may be biologically predisposed to become an absent-minded person.
Excuse me, Mr. Meltzner, are you telling me you don't believe you're competent as a foster parent?
I'm competent, or I desire to be competent at the very least, but my actions haven't yet proven that, unfortunately.
Well, I'm confused. Do you want Buck to stay with you or not?
Oh, yes, very much. But I must be honest.
And I must have you convince me that you are providing a safe home for this boy. But you're obviously
not... Excuse me.
We're in the middle of a hearing, young man.
Yes, my hearing. I'm Buck Oliver. I kind of figured out what this was about, and I was hoping I could say a few things.
I'd like to hear the boy out, Your Honor.
I'll allow it.
Thank you. I just want to say, Eugene and Katrina are real good parents, or foster parents. They're the kind of people who I'd pick for parents if I had a whole catalog of people to pick from.
Oh, Buck.
They're not perfect. But, well, I'm pretty far from perfect, too. See, I grew up in a situation where I lied a lot. That was my response to everything.
Go on.
Whether telling a lie, making up a story, or running away, I never knew how to be honest with anyone. Not even myself. Until Eugene and Katrina. They told me, showed me, that I matter despite all that. Eugene?
Huh?
You told me no matter how many mistakes I make or how much I need to grow, I'm worth caring about. You always talk about how God made me, and that alone gives me value. And He loves me enough that He's going to help me grow and become the person He designed me to be.
You heard all that?
I'm a teenager. I can watch TV, read a comic book, and hear a lecture all at the same time. But I guess the real question is, did you hear all that?
Pardon me?
If I'm worthwhile, even though I've made a bunch of mistakes and I'm still learning stuff, isn't that true of you too? That you can be a good parent even if you're still learning how?
Well, yes, perhaps it does. Perhaps I could still be a good parent. Although it's really up to the judge.
You've presented quite the case, Mr. Oliver. And it sounds like you might know a thing or two about this parenting role after all, Mr. Meltzner.
Perhaps I do.
Let's discuss this a little further. Do you agree, Mrs. Platt?
I agree.
It looks great in here. I'm really glad we were able to finish this treehouse.
I'm even more pleased that you're home, where you belong.
A home with a treehouse. Just like I always wanted.
Like Mike Rudy.
Way better than Mike Rudy's. Thanks for doing this, Eugene. Such a clear night. There must be a million stars.
Oh, actually only 5,000 are visible from Earth when viewed by the naked eye. And less so when one counts in light pollution, as we certainly... Or perhaps we could merely relax here and look at them without academic explanation.
Perhaps. This is amazing.
Indeed. Amazing.
Throughout the Bible, we see how God uses flawed people to accomplish His purposes. Like Eugene learned in today's adventure, God uses imperfect people because all of us are imperfect. Eugene could be reminded of what Jesus says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, "My power is made perfect in weakness." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Divided We Fall was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Will Ryan, Audrey Wasilewski, Robbie Bruce, Angela Cartwright, and Tony Amendola. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.